living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, come on, it's no surprise. We're losing the war against weight and obesity. We know that. A third of Americans are now obese. Yeah, not just a few pounds overweight, but heavy enough to put their health in jeopardy, right? But one state bucks the trend. Colorado is the leanest state in the nation, but not because of something in the air or the water, or maybe you can make that argument, I don't know. Rather, though, it seems to be a place, Colorado seems to be a place where diet, activity, and the environment come together perfectly. And my next guest is Dr. Holly Wyatt. She's co-author of the book, State of Slim, The Colorado Diet. Dr. Wyatt, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So let's just start with the diet itself. How did your diet plan come to be? What inspired you to look at Colorado as, I guess, the standard to base a diet off of?
Well, you know, I didn't really plan on looking at Colorado. I've been an obesity researcher and have been involved in kind of designing interventions for weight loss and really more importantly how to keep it off once you lose it. And I've been doing that for about 15 years. And the media kept coming to me and saying, why is Colorado the leanest state? And I would kind of come up with some answer. And then finally, after a few years, I was like, you know, maybe we should study this, I guess, since we get, you know, right. The media was relentless. They didn't, they really wanted to know this, and they ask it every year. So we started looking into it a little bit more in terms of what was really making us different from the other states. And that's really where that research started. And then we noticed that what we found in Colorado was very similar to what we had found when we study people who are successful across the United States with losing weight and keeping it off. It's rare, but we follow a group of people all across and living in multiple states that have been successful, and there was a lot of commonality between the two groups. So that's really how it got started.
Well, so you talk about the Colorado mindset and how that plays a role. So what is the Colorado mindset? And I guess that would be similar to some of the other successful people throughout the country, right? What is that mindset that people have that are successful?
Right, and it kind of involves a couple of different pieces, but one of the things is kind of a positive attitude, a positive way of looking at things. Always saying, Colorado, we don't have to exercise. And I have, you know, a lot of patients that come in, and it's like they think about what they aren't getting to do or what they have to do instead of seeing how, you know, wonderful being active can be. So we have that kind of right mindset in terms of how we look at things. That's a big piece of the Colorado mindset. In addition, we have a lot of kind of routines and rituals that are in place that really help us do the behaviors that we know we need to do to stay healthy. So it's kind of enjoying ourselves and understanding what it takes to be healthy, but thinking it as a positive, not as a negative.
Yeah, you know, when I was growing up and I had to work in high school, my dad would always, you know, of course, you know, being a high schooler, I would always complain. I used to sack groceries, and I would always, you know, having to get ready. Oh, I can't believe I got to go to work, blah, blah, blah. My dad would be like, no. It's not that you have to go to work, it's that you get to go to work. And it's that same mindset. It's not that you have to exercise. You get to exercise. You have legs that work, arms that work, lungs that breathe.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, part of that positive mind. How slim is Colorado when you compare it to the rest of the country? Do we have any real data on that?
You know, we do, and it kind of depends on what part of Colorado, but we're significantly leaner. Now, what I always say, though, is we have plenty of obese people in Colorado. It's not that we have figured out how to totally get rid of obesity. We just have more people living in a state of lean than the rest of the states. And one of the reasons why we think that occurs is, you know, you kind of start to do the behaviors that you surround yourself with. We, you know, if your child is in school and starts to hang around someone or a group that's smoking, you kind of worry about that, right? That behavior may rub off on your child. The good behaviors are the same way. So I always kind of say in Colorado, I think the state itself attracts a certain type of person that wants to be active. But even if you live in Colorado and you didn't initially want to be active, by being around more lean people, more active people, more people that eat a certain way, you're more likely to do that. So that's kind of what I think is happening in Colorado. It's not that we don't have any obesity. We just have a little bit less obesity, and it kind of it affects everybody because you're more likely to come in contact with people who are being active in your daily life.
So you're from Colorado originally? Is this where you grew up?
No, I'm from Texas originally, but I did come here to do my internship residency and then have stayed, you know, pretty much the whole time after that.
Where in Texas are you from?
I was born in Dallas, but raised in Houston and went to Baylor College of Medicine in Houston for medical school.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah, I went to UT Southwestern in Dallas. So we're kind of rivals,
okay.
I guess, as far as medical schools go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went to UT Austin for undergrad. Yeah.
Oh, so did I also. Yeah, so we're both Longhorns. Yeah. There you go. All right. I knew there was a connection. See, I knew that. So when you got to Colorado, what made you, were you always interested in helping people with obesity? Was that always kind of your career path, or were you doing something else?
Well, I always was interested in diets and body weight regulation. I didn't really think a real doctor could study that, to tell you the truth. When I was in internship and residency, it wasn't as front line as it is now, and I didn't really think that was something a doctor could specialize in. But I kind of had some luck, I think, on my side. I met some people, and I found out that I actually could be an endocrinologist and could do research and actually see patients as a physician. And so I kind of started going down that path because I had a passion about it anyway, and so it was great to be able to put it, you know, with my career. I've always struggled with my own weight, so there's a personal piece to this, and it's kind of been a win-win.
Yeah, and so the title of the book, I'm going to give the full title here. It's The State of Slim, Fix Your Metabolism and Drop 20 Pounds in 8 Weeks on the Colorado Diet. We're going to, in the next segment, Dr. White, we're going to get into the specifics of the metabolic process here of improving that. So we'll get into that here in a moment. But can you just give us a quick rundown of what the diet is like and really how is it different about the million diet plans on the market right now?
Yeah. So the way that State of Slim is really different, and I'm gonna tell you this, but I really don't like to tell you this, and I'll tell you why. It really begins with the end in mind. Now, the program actually is absolutely designed to cause weight loss, but really from the very beginning, I'm setting you up, the book is setting you up to be in the best possible position you can be to keep the weight off. Metabolically, from a mindset, psychological standpoint, from your environmental standpoint, from putting routines and rituals in place. There's multiple things you're doing to when after you lose the weight, after 16 weeks, you're in the best possible position to keep it off instead of the worst possible position, which is where most diets leave you, is in the worst possible place to keep it off long term. But I don't like to tell people that because no one ever wants to think about maintaining the loss. They just want to lose the weight. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, we'll deal
yeah.
with that later, Dr. Wyatt. Well, after I get this weight off, we'll deal with what it's going to take to maintain it. And so it's kind of like with the Colorado diet, State of Slim, I give them what they want, which is weight loss, but I sneak in what they need, which is really long-term weight loss maintenance and how to do that.
Right.
What you do to lose weight is not the same thing you do to maintain it. We used to say, oh, you've got to do the same thing forever. It's not. And so that's really the key to the book, although, like I said, I tell people, but I really know that that's not what they necessarily want to hear.
They really want to know.
Yeah, I want to lose weight. Right. I want to lose weight quickly, and that's all I care about right now.
But keeping it off is really the ultimate goal. I used to help people lose weight as well, and I called it diet shock. And at the end of a diet, if you're not prepared to continue that, supporting metabolism and stuff, your diet shocks is almost like in a state of shock, and it puts the weight right back on. The book is called State of Slim, Fix Your Metabolism and Drop 20 Pounds in 8 Weeks on the Colorado Diet. When we come back, we're going to focus on how Dr. White really does this with her patients through helping them with their metabolism. So stick around. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.